Jeff and Linda, come on down.
Thank you, Governor. Thank you, David.
This is really kind. Thank you.
Well, it's going to be an interesting day here in Coal Creek Canyon.
And that would be because?
Well, because that was not the song I picked for the opening.
You mean it wasn't the song about how much joy you get when somebody pulls your finger?
No. As the song started to play, and David, you did such a beautiful job in opening up, and I was ready for a Christmas song.
Yeah, I was too.
And Linda looked over like, what the hell did you pick? And it's like, it was meant to be a Christmas song. So I think somebody is, or somebodies are kind of having fun with us today.
You sure it wasn't some secret desire to have your finger pulled?
No, I wanted to have a really nice, sweet Christmas song. I have no idea what's on the rest of the CDs that we're going to play today. So I'd suggest you take a deep breath, put on your seatbelt, and see what's going to happen today.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lively group.
We're celebrating Christmas. This is the meeting where we get to celebrate.
I know.
All the joy of life. To me, Christmas is just celebrating all the joy of life.
It's end of the year collisions.
It's beautiful.
That's what it is.
It's just great. It's just...
It was...
You got a license to wear red.
It was interesting when we came in this morning and started setting up. The crew always gets here about, I think this morning, 8:30 or 8 o'clock, shoveling snow and setting up the equipment. Everybody was in such a good mood.
I mean, they know Santa's watching.
Not that they're not usually in a good mood, but everybody was festive and happy, and they transformed this... interesting, nice meeting space.
Community center.
A little community center into, it's beautiful. I mean, the whole thing. And then look at all the red in the audience today.
That's sweet.
We could get the former Roy Cam, now the Robo Cam, to, where is Roy? Roy's back there. They're playing cards back there. And they heard nothing I said. We have a lot of red in the audience today.
Yes, we do.
It's a lot of energy going on. Have some interesting things happening today also. If you notice that there's somebody wandering around with a large camera, probably in your face at times. That
if
is
there's some reason why your picture shouldn't be taken here, you need to let us know now.
I'm going to translate that. If you're here with somebody you're not supposed to be here with, please raise your hand so we... It's actually happened before. So actually, that camera is not live. It's not being fed over the internet, so you don't have to worry about that. But Matthew, recently from Canada.
A.
And now living in L.A.
Oh, he wanted another letter.
He was from Canada, L.A.
Oh, uh-huh, yeah.
Okay. David Thomas, where are you, David?
Right over there.
David, in the back. They're shooting a documentary about channeling. And
I was excited because when Jeff first started telling me, he's like, oh, no, they're going to do a movie and call it Freak Show.
Anyway, they're doing a professional quality, I would say a Hollywood quality documentary on channeling.
Isn't that great?
And they've already gone out and filmed, I forgot who it was already, David.
Several.
We've done like three already. You're fourth.
I'm fourth.
Oh, you poor baby.
Thank you.
You got to be in the country
but
for
actually,
them to film anything.
But actually, we had a blast. They came in last night, and they're staying up at the Eldora. And they came over to the house, our house, which is not too far from here. No, I'm not going to give you directions. And they came over to the house, and we brought Tobias in last night. Mm-hmm. And David was asking questions while Matthew was filming. And it's amazing. He doesn't use a tripod. You know, it's all... You know, like
I got sore muscles just watching how he did it. It was like, ooh,
the channel was about an hour, and he's just like, all these shots. You don't have to film that. But it was funny because I think the purpose of the video is give people understanding what channeling is, kind of break through some of the...
An introduction.
Yeah, an introduction and different clips from different channelers.
Do you think Tobias considered these are new people? Let's kind of make them comfortable. No!
He was so... I think the channel was about an hour while David was asking questions, or he tried to. And Tobias was just so... Boy, if you wanna like step back and understand what the Crimson Circle and Chamber are all about, you will have to watch the video. We'll play it here some night. And it was just Tobias was so direct.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna shock some people, and other people are going to go, "I'm glad to hear it so clearly." So that was amazing.
Yeah. You could be really unpopular based on what you
do. More unpopular. Don't shoot the messenger or the channeler. I mean, but anyway, Matthew's going to be wandering around today, shooting during the shout. And are you going to be taking audience shots as well? Do you need interviews with anybody?
Interviews, I think, afterward. I think at the Westfallen.
At the Christmas celebration at the Westfallenhof.
Yeah. Would you mind doing me a favor then? If you're going to be doing interviews at the Westfallenhof, do it before the bar opens. This group is, they are not teetotalers. Anyway, so if you're interested in doing an interview, short clips about your own experience or about what it's like to be a Chambra, make sure to let her know. And Kathleen Berry, if you could take off the tiara before you do the interview. It's beautiful. I love it, and it's so Christmassy. But I'm thinking in context of somebody, you know, sitting at their home some night and turning on the channel and going, "What is this Chambra group?"
You should have gotten that paranoid last night.
I know. Anyway, I do love it. It's great.
I could wear it. Christmas star.
I could wear it during the channel today. Not.
Tobias was so charming last night that, of course, remember, there's a lot of people that are going to be talked to that, you know, aren't familiar with this. And the first thing he went into was a general criticism of the term light worker because it's not balanced with, you know, all energies. It's like, great, charming, charming. Yeah.
Anyway. I got to ask a question. We're almost full here today, which is amazing.
Yeah,
I know a lot of,
we're still talking.
not too many empty chairs, but for some reason, this entire front row, Terry, have you reserved it for yourself?
It's Tobias, Saint Germain, Kasumi, Kwan Yen.
Okay, now I get it. I was just wondering. It's kind of a strange. People are walking in looking for seats and. You've got the whole front row, but now it makes sense. So, anyway, moving right along, Linda and I, Norma Garrett, we just returned from 3 wonderful weeks in Australia. And it was
a number of workshops and seminars. It was really lovely.
It was incredible. And it was also about 80 degrees, and it was sunny and warm. We were on the beach. You can imagine what a shock it was to literally... One day, be laying on the beach, and then the next, it was really kind of the next day there, but the same day here, we got back into the snow and the cold. And
don't remind me.
And the more snow and more cold. Although, I don't think we can get a shot, can we, with the Roy Cam outside? It actually is beautiful today.
I will tell you, it's one of my favorite places. If I ever come up missing, that's where you need to go look for me. But the interesting thing is that Christmas decorations really do look odd there. They just do.
They do. Yeah. It just doesn't. It just ain't right.
It's not right.
Not right. We have a lot of guests today, so
we do.
If we could move into that and introduce the people. Oh, see, that's what it looks like outside. Sure, that's a live shot out the window.
Almost.
Actually, that is Coal Creek Canyon Hall. That's a. That's from our Chambra cam right outside the hall.
You don't want to know how close that is to reality.
Yeah, for those listening and watching in, if you've downloaded the slides or if I think you can see them on the webcast, that's pretty darn close to what it looks like right now.
It is. Yep. Okay. We do have a lot of guests. We're going to need a little help if you choose because there are a number of people that I think that signed up that are not on this list that you just showed up at the door. So we may have to ask you if you'd like to introduce yourself. Okay, first, from Budapest, Hungary, we have Istvan Matil, and I'm sure I said that wrong, Mattia.
Anybody from Hungary?
Mr. Hungary, are you here? He's waiting for dinner.
Wait, yeah.
Okay.
Are you sure you just don't make up these names and then... Oh, yeah, okay. All right.
Kirsten Franklin from Flagstaff, Arizona. Where are you? There
Kirsten,
you are.
Good to see
Welcome.
You.
Welcome. Oh,
You're
Taos?
From Taos?
Very good.
Did you move to Taos after the Quantum Leap?
I did.
Wow. Congratulations.
I heard quite a few Shambro have moved
Several,
up there.
Yeah.
And do you like it?
I love it.
Isn't it great?
Absolutely. Everything is aligning.
Yeah.
It's nice.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
Good to see you again. Okay. Hey.
Nice suspenders, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's all decked out for the holidays. Wow.
I think he's saying he was required to wear
them. He was required, yeah.
And then we have Irma Paulman from Tempe. Where are you, Irma?
Tempe, Arizona.
Yeah.
Hi, Good to
Irma.
See you. Thank you for being here.
Steve Green from Canyon Country, California. Steve?
Trying to get up the hill.
Yeah.
Slippery today.
And Darice Pierce from Connecticut. Are you here yet? Oh, Dave are having a hard time getting up the mountain. And Tess, where do you live now?
Chicago.
You
Chicago?
Did move back to Chicago.
Go ahead and wave for the cameras.
Hi, Tess.
Yeah.
Glad you could visit.
Thank you. Is it good being back in Chicago?
Is it good?
Yes.
Yes. Well, very profitable.
Oh, cool.
Oh.
Money's
flowing in Chicago.
Okay. That's a good thing. Mary Jones from Bayonne, New Jersey. Where are you, Mary? Hi, Mary.
Hi. How is everything back in New Jersey?
Okay. It's New Jersey.
Yeah. Do you ever, like when you're, like, driving around or at the mall or something, do you ever run into the Sopranos?
Yeah.
Yeah, they live in my town.
Oh, really? It's kind of like they're all kind of like the Sopranos in that town. Okay, who's next
That's
on
me. The Claudia Hinz, also from New Jersey. Hi, Claudia.
Hi, Claudia.
Good
to see
you
again.
How are you?
It's been a while. Good.
And sort of from all over the place, Incline Village and from Netherlands, we have Jan Brouwer here today.
Jan Brouwer, where are you? Good to see you.
Glad you're here.
Hey, Jan, you didn't really trade scenery going from Lake Tahoe to here. It's about the same without the lake.
And he has had this most incredible adventure. He has been up and down the canyons. He just couldn't stay off the roads, I heard.
I think that's called getting lost.
Okay. Pretty time to do it. Our friend Terry Spires from Columbus,
Terry?
Ohio. Good to see you
Holding
again,
down
Terry.
The front row.
There you go.
Thank you. And speaking of that, Columbus, where you live, Terry, we are doing the Kuthumi weekend, as you know, in Columbus.
It will be a great weekend.
It will be a historic weekend.
I have to tell you, I almost blew a laugh. Terry walks in and he says, I am so excited about doing the cow dung workshop. It's like, Terry, maybe you need some other work first. You know? It's like, hello. No, we're teasing.
Say,
that's going to be a great workshop.
I think we are the only New Age metaphysical group in the world that is doing a special cow dung weekend.
For Kuthumi. What am I cow dung? Kuthumi's
quote. What am I cow dung anyway? Yeah.
Kuthumi's first. Full workshop.
The full workshop.
His first.
Yeah.
So we're all going to be watching.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Then we'll move on to Brittany.
How would you like if we ever turned that into like a school where Shambra teachers, certified teachers, teach that? How would you like to be a certified cow dung teacher?
Well, you know, I have
you run
one
a
of
big
those...
ad in your metaphysical paper? Holy shit. You know,
It's hopeless. You can see this is hopeless. Please don't get this on film. Please.
I am not me today. There's something with that channel last night. I don't think they left.
Jeff's a Virgo, and three times before I left it, I had to say, would you please put that other sock on? You're scaring me.
I was walking around, and it's like, what other sock? And I looked down, and I only had one sock on. So
that is so not a Virgo.
There's something going on
something
here.
Something weird. It's making me nervous.
Yeah.
Okay. Brittany Baskett from Portland, Oregon. Where are you,
Hi, Brittany?
Brittany.
How are you?
Hi.
Portland's a beautiful area.
And Narayan Schwartz from Seven Valleys, Pennsylvania, also here with Valeria.
Good to see both of you.
Good to see you. Thanks for being here.
Did you fly in or drive in?
We flew in and then drove in.
Yeah, right. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always worry about people coming in from out of town. And right, you know, we had snowstorms this week, and even up through last night. So driving up the canyon and that, but.
Yes, you did.
Thank
you.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It makes the snow prettier,
I think.
It
feels like home. We're originally from the Soviet Union.
Oh.
Okay. So you're saying this is... Okay.
Yeah, no big deal.
Yeah. This is kind of like Siberia up here, you know?
You're not quite from that.
Less quality of this.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Well, thank you for being here. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Cindy Gauthier from Memphis, Tennessee. Where are you, Cindy?
Hi, Cindy. Okay. Good to see you.
Mark Miller from Memphis, also.
Good
Hi, Mark.
See you also.
Kathy Cover from the great nation of Texas.
You live here now?
Donna Yost from Lander, Wyoming. Where are you, Donna?
Now, kind of.
You know what? If you're on my list, sweetie, I
she's got to read it.
I got to read it. Sorry.
Got to read it. Hello. See, you're 15 seconds of fame. Yes.
Susie, did you hear that? Fame. No more Donna Yost on the list. Okay. Gone. And I want
to... Soon. She's going to be in Wyoming.
Oh, right. Well, it is practically, just right there. I want to make a special introduction. We have somebody here from California, someone dear that I remember 10 years trying to talk this dear friend when she was moving into coming to Colorado. And now I got to do this California side trip.
She was originally living in Wisconsin.
A really dear friend. And guess what? She is here in Colorado, living here, our dear friend, Bonnie Capel.
Hello, Bonnie. We knew you would get here sooner or later. Good to see you. As I was glancing out in the audience, I saw you, and it's like, it was so good to see you, and it's like, oh, that's right, you're here now, which is good.
So I can't announce you again, but technically, this was the California to Colorado side.
We ought to do a thing for everybody every month who's moving to Colorado or just moved, like recently moved in.
Okay.
Yeah, the list would be very long, probably.
Have we missed anybody else? Anybody else from out of town?
Yes, by the fireplace, trying to stay warm, Chizuru from Kauai. Go ahead and stand up.
Yeah. What were you thinking, Chizuru?
Yeah, good to see you, Chizuru.
Yeah.
Stay close to the fire today, definitely. What is it today? Like 10 degrees outside, which would...
Miserable.
What would that be?
Is it really?
Jan, what would that be in Celsius?
Wow.
Minus 5 Celsius? Yeah, I mean, maybe earlier it was 9 or 10 degrees, probably now a little warmer, but it's chilly out today.
It sucks.
It sucks when you just come back from Australia. Okay, anybody else that we missed that is from out of town, out of state? Steve Green, good to see you. Good to see you. Where are you from in California?
North of Los Angeles, about an hour.
So okay, great.
Welcome.
Thank you. Anybody else? Yes.
Michael Morelli, Montclair, New Jersey.
Oh,
good to see you.
Thank you.
We've got a whole New Jersey contingent.
Yeah.
Wow. Anybody else? We don't want to overlook anyone.
Joyce Smith from somewhere west.
No. Okay.
Let it go.
All right.
Okay. All right. This is good.
All right. Let's move on with it.
Okay.
Last month.
Oh,
I love those graphics. Hang on, I got to do that again.
You really like that, don't you?
I do. Okay.
Who did the graphics, Jeff?
We don't need... Oh, geez, I'm too humble. I won't admit it. Last month, actually, it was 6 weeks ago. It seems like a long, long time since we've been together.
It does.
It was a very interesting channel entitled I Am Sam. If you remember, this is where Tobias... Well, we'll get into it in just a minute.
That's the name of a movie about a retarded guy that liked the Beatles.
Yeah, I know. But it's also the name of this channel.
It's kind of scary. Is there a correlation there?
Linda's going to play the part of Tobias, and I'm going to make some side comments.
But I hope so. Thank you for the pop quiz. Question, why are you here? It's difficult to try to define it because definition comes from the mind. But you're allowing the mind, the spirit, to begin working and melding together. Feel the energies and wonderful answers from all. If I was asked the question, it'd be quite simple. Because I choose to be.
So Tobias started out the Shoud last month with a question, and I don't think he's ever done this before. He had David go and pass the microphone around the office. This is going to be a weird day. Around the gathering of Shambra. And his question was to think, or to feel, the question, why am I here? Not why Tobias is here, but why you are here. And the answers were wonderful, and Tobias came back and said, it was him answering it, because I choose to be. I choose to be here. It's pretty simple. We don't have to be here. This isn't, we weren't required by the Crimson Council or even by our own higher self or any other angelic group. We chose to be here. And when you look at it in that perspective, that it is a choice. It's not a sentence. It's not something you have to do. You wake up
every
morning.
You meant sentence as in a prison term.
As in a prison sentence, yes. So if you look at it that way, it makes things a lot easier. He went on to say,
you choose to be here in this lifetime. You choose to be here at this important time of the change, the greatest change of consciousness in the history of humanity. To be here, to experience it, and for so many of you, to be the standards and teachers of the new energy. It's your choice. Therefore, it's your creation.
And Tobias and company have repeated to us over and over again that this is perhaps the biggest change since humans have been on Earth that we're going through right now. Things are going faster than ever before. And, of course, we chose to be here at this time of the changing consciousness. When we're right in the middle of it, we don't see the impact that it's having necessarily. We don't, you know, we're caught up in the day-to-day stuff. But he's saying, truly, it is a phenomenal time of change of consciousness on Earth. And particularly after the quantum leap, we're really going to be seeing how that change takes place.
We already have been.
Yeah, definitely.
There are 24 who gather here today. They called themselves Shambra when they were on Earth. They lived a spiritual life. They studied like you did. They went through the trials and tribulations like you did. Then they chose to depart, most of them before the quantum leap, a few of them immediately at or after.
So as you know, Tobias always brings guests into the Crimson Circle. This time, one of the group of guests was the 24 Shambra who had left, gone to the other side, and who are continuing to work with us. And during the channel in particular, I'm very, very aware of energies. And it was really phenomenal to feel that group and to feel their love of Shambra, because they had been with us and worked with us before they departed. And now in the other realms, they continue to work with us. Then he went on to say,
our second guest today is a very special one indeed. I'm going to ask you to keep your energy very smooth. Keep your energy very calm. The dear one we bring in, this is my aspect, Sam. Now, for a little understanding, for some of you who don't know Sam is my next incarnation on Earth. His body already exists on Earth as a biological being.
As you know, Tobias has said he is coming back in for another incarnation. He's using the name Sam, not the real name. But Sam is right now an 8-year-old boy living in Oregon, yeah, in the Northwest. Tobias said that his parents are both professors or college teachers, and he's slowly allowing his energy.
He was kind of a mistake
in their mind, yeah. And they kind of ignore him, and they don't understand.
Don't know what to make of him.
They don't know what to make of him. They didn't necessarily want kids, but here they have one, and this kid, Sam.
They're educated enough to not do anything real stupid.
Right, but. This kid, Sam, is a little different. They don't quite understand. Tobias went into some of the details saying, for instance, Sam has some, I think, allergy or asthma. And so he's not involved in sports because Sam didn't choose to be. So it was interesting because he's saying it wasn't a mistake. It wasn't,
It's not a weakness. It's
a choice.
Yeah, it's a deliberate.
It's a choice. Right. So he doesn't get involved in that male testosterone,
stinky energy,
watching football on Sunday afternoon like I hope to be doing tomorrow kind of thing. we're having a board of directors meeting tomorrow, but in the television in the background, we'll have that on. Just
as long as you can just see the Packer score, you'll be
exactly.
fine.
Yeah, exactly. I know. That's a tough thing about traveling, by the way. You know, I'm away on Sundays, and in Australia, it's Monday morning, and football is being played back here. It's like, this ain't right.
I know. You suffered beyond words. It was.
So anyway, Tobias here is asking us to help bring in Sam, but to keep our energy very gentle. Sam is just drifting off to sleep, and Tobias is bringing him in as a guest.
He's still
to
innocent.
Our gathering. And the energy
sweet.
Is still very sweet and very gentle, so he's asking us to take a deep breath. Bring Sam in. Oh, yeah, he says that here.
Before ahead. I bring Sam in, take a deep breath and remember or feel what it was like when you were 6 or 7 or 8 years old, when you were young, when your eyes were wide open to this new world all around you, but yet you were still feeling the effects of the other worlds. You could still get in touch with them. You had your own private world, your private life that was very, very expansive.
I think in all the talks and meetings we've had with Shambhar all over the world, everybody pretty much says the same thing. When they were young, whether it was 5 or 10 or whatever, they still remembered connecting with the angels, talking with the non-physical beings, going off in the dream state and having incredible experiences and remembering some of them when they came back to Earth. So Tobias is kind of relating Sam and his ongoing experiences with Sam back to our experiences when we were younger before we really forgot.
And now, I'm going to call in the energy of Sam. Allow us a moment here.
And rather than putting this on slides, Linda and I talked about it and said there is such, I don't know what you would call it.
Feeling.
Profound feeling in the conversation, in the dialogue between Sam and Tobias. And it was especially interesting and strange for me to channel that. It's one thing to bring Tobias in, but all of a sudden it's trying to bring this conversation between Tobias and Sam, and with all of our energy involved in it, it was very, I don't want to say difficult, but it was like,
it's really
what?
Touching.
It was very touching. But it also gave me, and I know talking to Shambhar later on, everybody tremendous insight into the relationship between what we would call our higher self or our soul self, and then the human aspect. And as Tobias has said, Sam is an aspect. It is an expression of Tobias or Tobias' full being. But yet in the same sense, Sam has his own freedom, has his own identity, just like we do. So we have the identity, the aspect that, you know, gets dressed up and comes to the meeting and forgets one sock. But we also have the connection with our soul self. So this was a phenomenal interchange between the two. So we've asked John if he could capture that portion of the channel. This is the dialogue between Tobias and Sam. You ready, John? Okay.
Thank you.
Hello, Sam. Hi. I know you. You smell like fish. Yes, Sam, that is my energy. We use it when we connect to each other. I'm not sure where I am. There's people around everywhere. Sam, you are with friends that we call Shambhar, and this is the Crimson Circle, and we bring you into our meeting today. Who is that man? Sam, that is Kaldra. Oh, he has a big nose. Yes, Sam, and he has a big heart too. Oh. Who is that lady? Sam, that is Linda. She's with Caldra. She tells me stories. I remember her. Yes, Sam. She works with you. Why is that lady crying? Sam, she's remembering what it was like when she was your age. When she talked to the angels. It's bringing back memories for her. I think I know everybody, but I can't remember how. Sam, you do know them. And when you come over here when you're sleeping, when you get into a very deep sleep, you work with them and you play with them. Oh. I'm going to be with them again, I know. I'm going to meet them, but not here when... Sam, this is a thing called Chambra. And in your lifetime, when you grow up, you will meet so many of them. And you'll work with them. And you'll help teach many of them. And you'll help them to teach other people. Oh. Oh. Oh, who is that man? Sam, that is not one of Chambra. That is a man on your street that died the other day, and he's still wandering around, and it's okay, you don't have to worry about... I got sick and threw up yesterday. I ate too much candy at school, and I threw up, and the teacher got mad. Why do I feel funny right now? Tobias. Sam, it's because your energy is now expanding and becoming part of this group. And while you're sleeping away back as a little boy on Earth, you're really becoming part of us now. You're growing up. You're remembering that you're an angel. Oh, I know I'm an angel. I don't have to remember. Well, Sam, you can sit right over here and we're going to talk. And you can walk around. Who's the baby back there? Sam, you can walk around. You can look at people and talk to them. But we're going to continue our discussion. Oh. Okay. I like it here better than back in my town and my school. Okay, Sam. We'll continue. Who's the dog? Well, Sam, that's Fred. He's always here. So that's the dialogue between Sam and Tobias, and hopefully it reminded you of the energy of some of the conversations that you had when you were younger, conversations that actually you can have with you again right now.
You couldn't not, to me it was just so wonderful because you couldn't not feel connected to it if you allowed it. It was really very special.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Tobias, with Sam in the audience now and 24 dead people, went on to say...
Nice, huh?
You could almost feel... You could almost feel like Sam was kind of in a fog or a little lost or a little confused, and he kind of recognized Tobias and kind of the energy, but you could almost, as he was observing things in the room and even things not in the room, like the dead guy on the street, you know, who just happened to be passing through
at the
time.
It's a little bit too much like Sixth Sense in a way.
Yeah, you could make a movie. You could make a movie about that. Yeah, Sam, I am. Yeah. Okay. Tobias went on to say,
"It's very, very frustrating coming back in the mornings from your angelic ventures, coming back, telling yourself you're going to remember. You're going to remember who you are and why you're on Earth. Then it just seems to burn away. You forget, and then you're back in those shoes." You're back in that human consciousness, scratching your head saying, I know something happened last night, and I know there's something to remember, but you leave it behind.
I think we all experience that. It's frustrating. Why don't we remember? You know things are happening during your sleep state, other than just some crazy dreams, but things are happening, and you know that you can feel things around you, but you can't quite put your finger on it. It's very, very frustrating because we get really pulled back into this humanness. It's one of the questions David asked last night of Tobias, like, how do we get beyond that? And basically, if I remember correctly, Tobias said, you breathe and you get out of your head. You allow yourself to expand into your divine intelligence. You stop thinking about it and you really let yourself feel it. By doing that, you're going to get more and more of a sense for these multi-dimensional experiences.
You found you just have to get so clear.
Yeah, but also to trust yourself, to just say,
"All right."
Just take a deep breath and say, I can really feel that energy, and not to judge it. That's the toughest thing. You know, say, well, maybe that was just something.
But that's part of how I define clear.
Exactly.
If you're clear, you won't do that. Okay. Here's a few of the things that I find amazing about humanity right now through the eyes of Sam. Humans are very afraid, but they don't even know what they're afraid of. They live in a type of paranoia. It's a maze with no ending, no directions, no way out, afraid of what might happen to them, afraid of the outside forces, whether it is the human or the supernatural. They get very neurotic.
So Tobias is having this whole experience of coming back through Sam, observing through this being Sam. You understand it's been about 2,000 plus years since Tobias has been here, so it's interesting for him to be observing through Sam rather than just observing from, you know, the angelic realms. And one of the first things that Sam is observing is people are really afraid and not even sure what they're afraid of, but they're just afraid. So they tend to live very small, very limited. And he goes through some other ones here that we'll go through.
Sam looks at people with wide open, innocent eyes. He sees that people want leaders right now, but they don't want to be led. Through his 8-year-old eyes, he sees that the world right now, humans want examples, and they're not getting it through politicians or church leaders or business leaders. They want a standard. They want leaders. But instead, they're just being led. People are being led, whether it's by governments or their job or their families. They're just being led around with no clear direction, almost like Moses wandering the desert for 40 years, not being a leader, but just leading people.
You're saying people, humans right now, are looking for something to look up to, but instead they're just being led. There's no true leaders. And again, he's seeing this through the eyes of Sam and saying, where are the standards? Of course, I think nudging us to step up to the plate.
Oh, is that what he was doing?
I think so, yes. He went on to say,
when Sam looks at people, he looks at their energy, and he sees that there are all sorts of things around them, the non-physical. There are spirits, which you might call ghosts. There are angels. And Sam doesn't understand why the people don't see these things. He doesn't understand where it's quite natural for him to see these, why others don't.
And for those of you who have young kids, you probably know what this is like. They feel things, and they're aware of things. And here Sam doesn't quite understand why other humans don't see these non-physical beings around them, doesn't understand why humans are so closed down. So if you have kids, really listen to them, and obviously don't limit them, but encourage them into that opening up. When we were growing up not so long ago, I remember our parents, probably your parents, said, well, you're just crazy. Don't talk like that. You're just making it up. Well, we weren't crazy, and we weren't just making it up. It was real.
We were beaten into submission. There was no discussion. Like, yeah. What are you talking about? You even talked about it at your house? Forget it. He sees that people are praying, but yet the answers are right there. They're calling out to God or angels. God and the angels are right around them, but the people don't even see. Sam scratches his head and wonders why people don't open up and allow themselves to see the things that are really already there.
Isn't youth and innocence a wonderful thing? You know, and for somebody like Sam, just saying it's already here. Spirit's already around. You don't have to pray to some far off being. It's right here, right now.
I hear sirens. Are they coming after you?
No.
Through the eyes of Sam, he sees, I see, that people want to love and they want to be loved, but yet they are so afraid of it. They won't allow themselves to really open up to things they like, loving others, to saying, I love you unconditionally. They use other words. They hide it. They distort it. Why don't they just say, I love you as you are? Humans want to be loved back, but yet they have walls and barriers. They're afraid that maybe there's an agenda with the love. But as Sam sees it, so what? You don't have to accept the agenda. You can just accept the love. Pretty sweet.
Again, that is so sweet, so beautiful, and such an opportunity for Tobias to share what he's seeing through Sam. The fact that humans, they want to be loved, they want to love, but they're afraid of it.
Pretty touching. Through the eyes of Sam, he looks at people's energy and he sees that they are in physical pain. He sees that there is so much energy that is trapped in the spinal column. The bone structure of the body is compressed and it's very, very tight because people are holding things in. They're shouldering burdens they don't need to be shouldering.
He's saying here just not only the spine, but, you know, people are holding stuff in their bodies and they're in pain. And of course, you know what happens. They go to a doctor. The doctor gives them medication. It numbs the pain, but it doesn't really resolve the pain. He's saying that Sam is seeing that humans hold so much in, not only their own stuff, but a lot of other stuff as well. And I think here he was also nudging Shambhar once again. Decide what's yours. What are your issues? What are your things in your life? Everything else belongs to somebody else. You don't need to carry it around, and you don't need to take that pain of others.
I have a good friend that's a chiropractor that's not religious, but it was interesting because he has said for years that if you go to the chiropractor and you get an adjustment and your back gets bad again, you need to look at why your back got bad again, not whether or not you need an adjustment. And I thought that was interesting because it kind of is saying that
you're carrying all that
yeah,
stuff around.
It's like, yeah. Wow.
Through the eyes of Sam again.
Through the eyes of Sam and I, we see that a person can let go of their karma. They can make the choice to get off the karmic cycles immediately. Oh, and you, Shambhar, you know that when you make that choice, life changes. Everything changes. You have to be willing to allow the change. But true freedom is letting go of your past.
That's an incredible statement right there. The true freedom is letting go of your past. And it's not that you're denying it. It's not that you're angry with it. You just let it go. It was the past. It was an aspect of you. And the only real you is the you in this now moment, right now, and the choices that you make right now. Everything else you can let go. When you do, it frees up a tremendous amount of energy that it's in a stuck state of being. And it's stuck all around you. Therefore, you or I feel stuck. Says the true freedom is letting go of your past.
I'm amazed at what I'm feeling through Sam. Amazed that humans are truly good. Humans want to do good, first for others, oddly enough, and then for themselves. They truly want and have a deep and passionate desire to love someone else, to share with someone else, to be loved back. Make me want to cry.
Okay. So touching. Chris Tobias. Tobias absolutely loves humans, and he didn't have to come back to Earth like we didn't have to come back, but he chose to because of his love for humanity, and he's even renewing that now through Sam once again, through Sam's eyes, saying, you know, with all the issues and the problems and the stuff going on, humans still are really good. They want to love, they want to be loved, they're compassionate, they're wonderful beings. So it was an incredible statement about humanity through the eyes of Sam.
Wonderfully hopeful. They truly want to do the right things in what they would consider the eyes of God, not because God has rules and is going to punish them, because it's in their heart. They want to be in the oneness or the light or the way. They want to serve Spirit, but they keep putting Spirit outside of them rather than understanding it's already within. They have a passion for something that is false. As long as they're trying to make an outside God happy, they can never truly be satisfied or fulfilled because the God is on the inside. Until they understand that's about it, it's about fulfilling thyself, then you fulfill thy spirit.
I like that too. It's about fulfilling thyself, and then you fulfill thy spirit. In other words, don't try to please God first and hope that everything turns out for you. You are God also. Take care of yourself, and you fulfill your own spirit.
Is there another one?
Yeah. There's wow. A lot of them.
Well, no, I was trying to help Jeff, and I was kind of going through it, and I could hardly do it because it was just there was the channel really evoked a lot of feelings.
Yeah.
Okay. The story I told you about Sam, the 8-year-old, sound asleep, now back in his bedroom at home, that's about you also. You had that experience, maybe when you were 6, maybe when you were 10. You had the experience of connecting with yourself when you were asleep. A voice called out, "Hello, Sam, remember me? I'm the man that smells like fish." That's how Sam and I connect. That's how he knows it's safe. He knows it's not just some other wandering entity, for what ghost on this side would possibly choose to smell like fish?
I think Tobias's whole point with bringing Sam in was to remind us, again, of our own experiences that we had when we were 5, 10 years old, and remind us that it's ourself talking to ourself. It's the dialogue between the human and the divine. And more than anything, he's saying it's time to bring that back. Don't be afraid of it. Don't walk around saying, "I never hear from my spirit. I can never," you know. It's there right now. And get back into that youthful innocence. Get back into that innocent, childlike self that could do that. And let that come back into your adult life.
It's before you believed you couldn't.
Exactly, before you believed you couldn't. And you know you can. Tobias showed us, Sam showed us through the dialogue they did together. Okay. Hey, here's another live Shamber shot, Shamber cam from outside right now. And let's talk about recent events. We just finished the Australian tour. It's an actual live shot of the
Sydney Opera House,
which is beautiful, by the way, if you ever get a chance to go there. We started off with the sexual energy teacher training in Sydney, Australia, and here's a group from Australia that is now out teaching the sexual energy schools.
Congratulations to our 7 new teachers.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And, you know, talking about sexual energy, I think that is the most, of all the schools that we do, probably the most profound, the most
potent,
the most life-changing. If you get a chance to take it, it will change your life and the way you view things.
And special thanks to Katarina, who handles most of our Australia activities and does an amazing, awesome job.
From there, we went on to Adelaide, which is on the southern coast, which would really kind of be like going to the northern part if you're in this hemisphere. We went south to do the Passion Workshop, mm-hmm. We had about, what was it, about 80 Shamba from the mostly the southern part of Australia, but also from other countries come in for it. And after that, back to Sydney for an evening with Tobias.
That was interesting.
Yeah, we had about 100 people and one drunk heckler in the audience. And, you know, we just don't
carrying
get...
Carrying his little bag into the, you know, it's like, that should have been a sign.
Yeah, he had the brown paper bag. And he was really upset. And when we do, like, an evening with Tobias, Linda and I... We talked for about an hour, and Norma talked for a little bit. And, you know, we just explained to newcomers what the Crimson Circle is and... you know, who Tobias is now.
A lot of people will bring their spouses or friends to come and check out Crimson Circle.
And this guy was very vocal in the back of the room, crying, "Where's Tobias? I don't want to hear Jeff and Linda. I want to hear Tobias."
He didn't do it right in front of us.
Pretty darn close.
Not that part.
Yeah, well, everything else. And he got up several times, walked out, and I'm like, "Phew, good." And then he came back in. I'm like, "Damn." And, was interesting because he just wanted Tobias, and he didn't want to hear any of the other stuff. Tobias started in, and within 10 minutes, he left.
He couldn't handle the energy.
I mean, he could not handle the energy of Chambra and Tobias and everybody else in the room. Either that or he had to get another bottle of Jack Daniels.
I don't know.
After that, we did the Dreamwalker Ascension Transition School with St. Germain. This is a shot of the Crow's Nest Community Center.
Slightly more spacious community center.
Than what we have here.
Expanded community center.
But and, of course, the group, again, about 100 students for Dreamwalker Ascensions, which is, again, a wonderful, wonderful course.
Really nice.
We hopped in a plane and flew back to this. And... I want to talk just real briefly about some of the upcoming events we have. This is terrible. And on a cold day like this, we shouldn't even be taunting people saying that...
I need to hear it today.
We're going to back to Kauai in a couple of weeks for the Tobias's Joy of Life School, but it's sold out. Sorry.
It is the fun school. Actually, I need to tell you this. There are 9 people on next year already.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
Wow.
Sorry.
Okay.
So we do it
every January. We're doing a couple of Dreamwalker Ascension transitions, one in Tokyo, Japan in early January.
Very excited about that.
And then in Tel Aviv, Israel, with both of them actually have
Hi,
translation.
Hi, Kuniaki and Megan. Hi, Marit and Gilit.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we'll be bringing Dreamwalker Ascension transitions to you soon.
I suspect that those will have special flavors to them, particularly Israel. I think it's going to be very special for the Chambra of Israel, and I hope that they'll be interested in seeing what the flavor is, Tobias.
And if I'm not mistaken, Tel Aviv is the last time we're doing Dreamwalker Ascension transitions.
It's the last
live
one
channels.
We're doing. It's the last one that we're going to present.
Right.
That's true. Teachers will do it after that.
This just coming in this week, we made the final arrangements to do a couple of workshops in Mallorca, Spain, which I understand is a beautiful spot. I'm looking forward to going there.
Oh, we'll suffer through it somehow.
It is March 8th and 9th in Mallorca, and it's very easy.
No. No.
Good eye. I was wondering. I put it in there to see if anybody would catch that.
Yeah, that's the ticket.
Trying to see if people are awake. Going
good
on to the next
Vince.
One. Oh, we're doing the channeling workshop in Mallorca also in 2008, March 14th to the 16th.
Yeah, exactly 53 weeks later.
We haven't done the channeling workshop since Romania, I believe, 2006. We were talking about that last night.
Young.
We couldn't decide when, but it is a fun workshop, and you actually learn how to channel, and you actually do the channeling.
It's about expanding and so feeling. It's
one of my favorite ones.
Yeah.
Following that is, again, the infamous Kathumi's Cow Dung Weekend in Columbus, Ohio. Terry, how's the weather going to be?
Sucky.
Well, beautiful, or it could just suck.
Well, let's see what Kathumi
comes
up with.
Well, it's just going to suck, and and Kathumi will play off of that. Anyway, after that, we'll be in Sao Paulo, Brazil, for a weekend with Tobias. We have no idea what he's going to talk
it's
about.
It's our first visit to South America.
Absolutely. Looking forward to that.
Did you spell Brazil right?
No.
I did.
I don't think so.
I think so. I think so. That in the United States, it's with a Z. Outside of the United States, it's with an S.
Are you talking about underwear, or are you talking about the country?
Bru- no. Jan, is that not true? How do you spell it in Dutch? God. Okay. Somewhere in the world, if anybody, any language. In Brazil, how is it spelled? Please stand up and inform the group of how right I am.
I'm from South America, I know.
Yes, and how is Brazil spelled in Brazil?
With
an S. Aha, so I am right.
Somewhere. Somewhere.
No, actually, I was concerned, so I looked it up on the web, and just to make sure I was doing it right for the Brazilians, out of respect
for them.
Is
this Dictionary for Dummies that you went to?
Okay,
Brazil after. With an S?
Huh? Yeah.
Everywhere in the world is S.
Exactly.
Okay, please.
Except for Netherlands.
Please accept my apologies, my humble.
Where's the camera?
I know how
get
smart
this,
you are.
Matt, please.
Oh, please.
Hang on.
Please. Oh.
Terry wants to. Hang on. We're going to stage this one now. Okay. Terry wants to get a shot of that. Go ahead.
Oh, please, please, please.
Stop that. Anyway, then in. April, we love going to Kelowna, British Columbia,
yes.
And Tammy O'Reilly is the host up
does
there.
A great
does
job.
A great job. We have a lot of fun. We're at the Lake Okanagan. I can't pronounce it right. Is
Okanagan
it with an
Resort.
S or a Z? A Z?
Okanagan Resort.
Lake Okanagan Resort. We're doing Tobias's Aspectology School, and this is the first time that we'll be doing it, and we'll later give it in other locations around the world. We'll be doing it with Norma and Garrett, of course. And from what Tobias says, it's going to be a very intense two-day school. How to recognize aspects, how to bring them back, how to get them back balanced with you, but also how to creatively, how to create aspects that remain integrated. Aspects are parts of ourselves, past lives, or even this lifetime. They get fragmented or wounded, and they kind of like exist in their own reality. It's like, having kids who move away and don't talk to you anymore. And it's about creating the safe space and bringing them back home. Not that you want to bring your kids back home, but you want to bring the aspect back
home. I don't know
home.
Why, but I suspect this will be a little bit on the intense side.
Yeah.
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 Kind of, I know what it feels like. It's kind of
just a quick review for the upcoming teacher training. If you're interested in becoming a certified Chambra teacher, we have classes for Dreamwalker Ascension training in Amersfoort, the Netherlands, in February. Almost sold out. A couple spaces remaining. We're doing the sexual energies teacher training in Amersfoort, just outside Amsterdam, in February. Also, March 2008. We don't have the date yet. But we'll do teacher training for the new energy syncretize, which we're going to talk about in just a moment. And then finally, Dreamwalker Death teacher training in Bucharest. We should have made that Transylvania, Romania.
Well, and then you didn't spell it right because there's an I on the end if you're spelling it in Romania, and then there's...
The I and the... You're right. It's Bucharesti. Yeah. It's so confusing. So confusing. Anyway, we'll take a break here in just a few minutes, but just a real quick review. We have some really exciting new products that just came out end of the year. So think in terms of like Christmas for yourself or for others.
That was shameless.
It was shameless. I'm doing my marketing thing. As you know, we introduced the Quantum Leap video last month, I think at the Shout or shortly after that. That is out now, as well as the Quantum Leap, Amir and Gerhardt's music.
Oh, the best.
And both of them are wonderful. We've asked Vicky and John to pull a couple clips. First of all, from the Quantum Leap video. This is an hour video that shows all of the highlights of the Quantum Leap, plus all of the channels. So
all the channels are on DVD also.
I don't know if we can... Oh, that sun is right on the window. I don't think we can black that out, but...
All the channels
could somebody
are on
really
DVD
tall
well?
Stand there at the window?
Oh!
Anyway,
thanks for trying.
You guys queued up to play the DVD. This is just one short section from the Quantum Leap DVD that Vicky and the group put together. Mm.
past the sagebrush and the stars. I've got a canyon full of coyotes and a fan load of vintage guitars. Got a lover back at home, but I don't think she's missing me. Oh, it's 3 in the morning and I know she's fast asleep. My house is up ahead. I know it's just around the bend. I wish this trip would never end.
Celebration.
I tell you that the whole video just gives you chills, and even if you weren't there, you can really feel the energy of the entire Quantum Leap celebration. And the whole, there's an hour just fast paced going through everything we did at the Quantum Leap.
And the first channels ever available on public on DVD.
That's true.
Only Tobias channels and, well, Tobias, St. Germain, and...
I love watching that. I could watch that all day.
It's
I don't know
what it is. It's the celebration because everybody, didn't you see, it didn't matter who it was, everybody was truly there celebrating the whole time.
It was amazing.
It was amazing.
We also have Quantum Leap, the music. And if you were there or listening in online, you probably really felt the energy of Amir and Gerhardt's music. It was made such an impact on the whole conference. So... we took the original recordings, they were brought back to Israel, they remastered them, in other words, played around with the mix and everything, made sure the quality was good, cleaned them up, and we now have them available on a CD, or a three-set CD, called Quantum Music, or Quantum Leap, the music. And I think we have just...
Wait, before you play it, okay. I actually was trying to pick the clip, and Jeff said, would you just pick a clip out of it? First of all, it has three CDs, one from Amir, one from Gerhardt, and then one that was the music specific to the Quantum Leap. And honest to God, I thought, oh, that'll just take a minute. That'll be no big deal. And I just started going through, and it's like, what am I supposed to pick? And what's amazing about Amir and Gerhardt's music is, you know, so often we listen to music, and what I kept thinking, how do I find the right piece? Because what's the most most incredible about their music is you don't just hear it, you feel it. And then I think it's number nine where, or you see the nine or seven where there's a lead in where Tobias' channel leads into it. And he basically says, with this music that you're going to hear, feel all the energies of the Quantum Leap move in, experience it. And it was just, I could bear,
what were you doing?
And my computer. And it was just, so I picked a clip. And what's incredible about their music is invariably, they have such a way of, they start with energy and then they take it and they build it and they move you. And so to take a clip was almost a disservice, but I picked one.
Yeah, we just wanted
just
to give you a little demonstration. We do
really
have
amazing guys.
These are available today here. It's called Quantum Leap Celebration, The Music, and I believe it's now available online as well. I think we just put it in the Schomburg Shop store. So let's hear a little bit of Amir and Gerhardt's music. Anything that could be called Schomburg music, that is it.
Schomburg could not stay in their seats. And when they talk about bringing in, connecting with your whole self and your soul self in your human body, that's what I believe they were able to do. It was just people, I don't care who it was, by the end of anything they were playing, people could not stay in their seats. They were standing and everybody, you cannot listen to it and not move. It's just beautiful music.
Oh, they just music.
They didn't stay in their seats and they usually do. They
yeah.
Yep.
Everybody was just moving. There's something about it. Beautiful. Anyway, it is now available.
It's inspiring, truly inspiring music.
So thank you, Amir and Gerhardt. I truly appreciate it. We're going to see them in a couple months
in Israel.
Okay, and last, I think it's last, but not least, the new Energy Syncretize is now available. This was originally recorded, the first Syncretize, in Eleuthera, the Bahamas, in 2006. Terry, you were there. Do you remember?
Six.
No.
Six.
I was there. I remember that. I don't know what year.
Take
a guess.
Was
that last year?
No, in the Bahamas.
What year was that?
I don't know. Does anybody?
It was 2006.
You're kidding.
It was 2006.
You're kidding.
I remember from the audit. I had to pull receipts for cabs in Bahamas.
That was less than 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Where have I been? Don't tell.
You got both your socks on?
Don't tell me.
Anyway, you got both your socks on?
There was a group of 24 that St. Germain called to go there, and we recorded it, not just for posterity, and then we released it, but we weren't happy with the audio recording, and we said, let's do it again, because, well, we'd actually like teachers to go out and teach this, as some have already are experimenting with, going into corporations or going to other metaphysical groups or whatever. So we said, we got to redo this. So back in July, I believe it was, of this year, which I do remember, we went to Lincoln City, Oregon, and we had about 40 or 50 people in the group, and we filmed it.
It was 33 plus staff.
Oh, 40. We filmed it. We got good audio recordings, and while Saint Germain did it, it was very clear. He added new material to it, and for those who had worked with Syncretize before, there were some questions about, you know, how am I supposed to do certain things. He clarifies it in the new energy Syncretize. Today is the first day that it's available.
Well, it's nice because what happens is the first one was special in itself, and there will never be a first one again. But in the second one, you know, there was enough time passed that even they can feel what they need to define more specifically, what they need to be more clear with based on how the humans interact with the information. So it's quite good.
So it's available today. It's on the web, and we have it here.
Yep.
If you have an older version of Syncretize, we have sent you an email, and it explains how to upgrade into the new version. If you didn't get an email, you probably didn't have one, or check in your...
They can just contact the office.
Just contact the office. So let's see what else we have here. I know I feel people urgent to go to the restroom.
Oh, yeah.
Syncretize. you see Linda, like, going, now. Okay. Oh, that's it. That's the last slide. So... Absolutely. We're going to take a 20-minute break.
In about 20 seconds,
After Linda makes her way to the back, see you in 20 minutes.